Well, time is running out in the current legislative session, but Democrats in the Pennsylvania House are trying to push through a mass transit funding bill. But as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward, the funding faces an uphill battle.
State House Transportation Committee Chairman Philadelphia Democrat Ed Nielsen says his bill would provide an additional $1.5 billion for mass transit without raising or adding any new taxes by shifting a higher percentage of the existing state sales tax.
We've heard directly from the Department of Revenue that sales tax collections are 2% above projections, and that 2% will allow us to invest more into transit in all 67 counties without raising a tax.
While the bill moved out of the House Transportation Committee, it did so without a single Republican vote. Committee Minority Chair Kerry Benninghoff says the Republican caucus will be against it.
I guess as the old finance chairman, I'm also concerned about whether or not we can actually contain or retain having that additional 2%, because obviously if we don't, that's revenue that's currently being spent in the budget.
With only a handful of voting days left in the current session, the odds are already against the funding bill making it to the governor's desk. And while the bill could pass the state house without Republican support, it has no chance to get through the GOP majority state Senate. Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania state budget earmarked $80 million for mass transit with an expectation of additional funding. SEPTA officials warn that looming fare hikes and service cuts could have long-lasting effects, but will be necessary to fill the transit authority's operating deficit.